This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Thank you, Scarlett. Am I on? Well, good morning, everyone. For those that don't know me, my name is Sue Jackson. I have the privilege of being the children's worker here at Holy Trinity. Another privilege is that I work with the Riverbank Trust. And for today, I have bestowed an honour on myself. I am Queen Sue of Sheen Park. Did I hear you laugh, Dan? And as we've been reminded of, today we're looking at the first line of the Lord's Prayer. And it says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." And so it got me to thinking about, what does hallowed mean? What does it mean to hallow a name? Now, I don't know about you, but there are some people that I will probably never get to meet, some people that I have met already that I'm just totally lost for words with. Some sports people that I could probably, if I got to meet them, I'd probably want to, like, bow. I'd probably want to say something, but I'd be totally lost for words. I'd be in awe of them. And I wonder if somebody, I had a few bows this morning, but I wonder if there's anyone that would come up and like to have an audience with Queen Sue. Is there anyone that would like to come? Would you like to? Well, how would you greet Queen Sue? What would you do? Oh, wonderful. That was a very good bow. Well done. Audience with Queen Sue. Anyone else that would like to? How would you say hello to Queen Sue? Wonderful. What a wonderful respect. Well, yes, Abigail, how would you like to say hello to Queen Sue? Beautiful. Thank you so very much. Well, that's right. Because I'm Queen, you are showing a bit of respect. You're showing, you're honouring who I am. But of course, I am just a human. Today's verse reminds us that when we pray to our Father in heaven, the creator of everything. Now, I don't know about you, when I run off, when I say that verse, sometimes I say that verse, but who are we praying to? Let's have a look at this clip.
Thank you.
How amazing. That is our Creator God. He made that. So again, coming to prayer, when I say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, I mean, wow. Wow. And isn't it incredible that he wants us to talk to him as we would our own parents? Hallowed means holy, set apart in your name. Even though God wants to call us Father, he is still God. He is still the one that created everything. However, for me, I grew up without a dad. And learning about a father's love was a bit tricky for me. I couldn't quite connect to it until I started coming here and I went to a Bible study, by the way. That's a little ad for Oasis on a Friday morning, really helpful. And we looked one Friday morning at passage in Matthew 27, verse 51. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Now, the background to that is that was the moment when Jesus died on the cross. You know, I knew about God's love, and I knew that Jesus is God's son. But what I didn't know was how much he loved me. And that passage created that, what was the separation, that it was only the most holy priest that could gain access to the holy place. It was only most holy, holiest priest. So I don't think even Dan, you would have been able to, no, you wouldn't have been able to go there. There was a curtain separating. So all of us would have been here. Not even Dan, we would have had to have called Archbishop, maybe? Yeah. Let's see what that might have looked like. So, I've got here my pretend curtain, and I'm going to need a couple of volunteers that showed what it was like being separated from God. It was only like the most holy people. Who's going to come and help me and demonstrate what it looks like to rip a curtain? Would you like to, Clarissa? So I was thinking about this and thinking, wow, this is amazing. As soon as this happened, do you want to start ripping that? Do you want to help, Madeleine? Could you come and help? Do you want to tear this right up to the very top? See if you can tear it right up to the very top. Yeah, that's a really good go, isn't it? Right up to the very top. Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, I think you've practically done it. Well done. Thank you, Clarissa. You can go and sit down now. I promise I'll tear this. I'll put this away afterwards. Thank you. Was that up to the very top? Almost, quite nearly. And then I looked at the passage again. In the passage, it said that the curtain was torn in two. Here's the bit that really got to me. From the top to the bottom. And when I considered that, at first I thought maybe it was a human tearing of the curtain. But when I saw that, from the very top to the bottom, I realized only God could do that. Only our amazing God could do that. And somebody told me that actually the curtain was like a carpet material. It was very heavy. So even if somebody could get to the top, it could only have been done by God. That made me realize that God wants to be with us. The curtain was separating the most holy place from the most holiest person. It was torn in two at Christ's death, symbolizing that the barrier between God and humanity was removed. Our Father wanted to be with us. And now all people are free to approach God because of Christ's sacrifice for our sins. God is approachable and amazing. That means we should start our prayers by remembering who he is and praising him for being approachable and amazing. Now, I've got another little cute clip here that kind of looks at approachability and amazingness at being a father.
Again? I can't believe it! I thought when I closed my eyes last night that that was it! But we have another day of this! Wow! No way! The sun came up again! If I knew this was going to keep happening, certainly wouldn't have fertilized all those eggs! Now I have to stick around till they hatch and be present and involved!
Cute clip, yeah. For so many years, I longed to have a relationship with my father, but it was never going to happen. And then God revealed his love to me through the Bible and through his Holy Spirit. And it's a continuing process. I love the story, and I've mentioned it before, of the prodigal son running towards the father. And an artist called Charlie Magasy also did a picture that shows the prodigal daughter as well running towards the father. And that is something that I really, really connected with. And the father runs out to meet the child. And when he gets there, when they meet up, the father doesn't go, "You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have run away. You shouldn't have. You spent all the money. You had a good time. You shouldn't have done that." No, the father says, he says to me, and he says to each one of you, "Welcome home. I'm going to throw a party for you." And that was the other part of what Barnaby and Graham were saying this morning that really connected, I really, really got. In community, doing it together. I didn't grow up with a father, but I have seen by being in community what it looks like. And that also has taught me so much about God's love for us. Psalm 139 is one of the psalms that I love to go back to. In fact, a few of my friends are calling it Sue's Psalm. It's not, obviously, it's David. But this shows us how well he knows us and how he watches over us. And I just want to read a little bit, because when I read this, I really felt like God was speaking to me. Says, "O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You know my thoughts even from afar. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on me." That is now the Father I know. And I love the fact that when I read these Psalms, it was Jesus that also read the prayer book of the Psalms. Isn't that extraordinary that he read the same words that we can read now? Niku quoted something, I don't know quite where you got it from, Nicu, a while ago, about the difference between religion and sort of being a child of God. And religion says, I messed up. I am so in trouble with my dad. Being a child of Christ says, I messed up. I need to call my dad. That's the path I'm on. I'm just going to finish now by reading an excerpt of Pete Gregg's book on how to pray. He is a loving father who greets us with a smile and not a scowl, who sees our hearts and interprets our scribbled prayers. But he is also in heaven and hallowed, sovereign, awesome, mysterious, which means that we can trust him even when we don't understand him. The invitation to adoration means greeting our Heavenly Father by name, meeting his smile with a smile, receiving him as he loved one. As he loved one, he truly is. Responding to his kindness with kindness, his presence with presence, and his love with our own. In a world that forsakes and despises him continually, what a joy we can bring to the Father's heart. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. What an amazing gift that we have access to the Father. Let me pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is that I can call you Father, I can call you Papa, I can call you Daddy. And that you hear our prayers, you hear the call of our heart. And as Dan has already prayed, Lord, I pray for the ones that might not have known the Father's love. And I pray from this moment onwards that they would know the Father's love so deeply. So Jesus, as we come to you in prayer, may we recognize you as awesome and wonderful and as our Papa Father. Amen.